welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Debate tonight, kind of prepping you. Kamala's going to go after Trump. She's not going to be bragging about the policies she supports. And if she supports the Biden policies, what you see now is what you're going to get, and it'll be a lot worse. Let's jump gears because I love talking business and small business. Ms. Leah Long joins us with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, of course, right here in the great state of Louisiana. Leah, great to hear from you. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing super. It's always good. So you had a survey out, and I want you to tell people what you got on the survey. And your survey is basically based on you and somebody interviewing small businesses and seeing what's good, bad, and ugly. And what they got, are they optimistic and things? So talk a little bit about the survey.
Yeah, so we do it every month. We poll business owners kind of where their head is right now, what their business is focusing on. And here in the last probably year or so, it's been mainly negative. Optimism of a business owner has been, you know, fairly negative. And it actually dropped 2.5 points from the June optimism index. So this would be for June and July, but August actually dropped. And so the biggest issue right now that obviously I talk about every time I'm on here is inflation. It's driving, you know, cost pressures up for these business owners. And so that's one thing that's adding to the negative optimism of business owners. And then another one is the labor issue. It's not so much the jobs, you know, people, there's jobs out there to be had, but it's the quality of workers and the workforce quality that these job, like the job seekers, you know, they're applying, but they may not fit the role. And so I think one big thing right now is just finding qualified labor for these job openings.
Yeah, you mentioned inflation. I talk about it a lot here because of the policies of the federal government and the printing of money, which is not helping the business community. And they worry about inflation because what happens is they got to keep lifting their prices. And in a small business and the people you represent, the independent businesses, they want prices to be good so they can compete. And they're the ones that got to take the heat from what the federal government's doing. They got to listen to it. Well, that's just too high. I can't believe it's this high. Well, it's not the store owner that's doing that. It's what's being done at the federal level, and that's what makes it tough on them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I saw on Facebook this morning, of course, we're obviously all prepping for hurricane come in. And so I saw it was a local store here on the North Shore, and they had water, and the water was like $6 for a case of, you know, 18 or whatever. And I saw someone comment like, oh, my God, that's outrageous. But it's not the store owner. It's a local mom and shop, you know, store. So they're having to compete. So that is why, you know, the price of that water was higher. It's because of inflation. It has nothing to do with what the business owner actually wants to market. Of course, the business owner wants to make it, you know, as cheap as possible for their customers so the customers will come back, shop. But also it's the balancing line. I say that all the time. It's a fine line that these business owners, they have to be able to make money themselves, but also not drive up the cost where they don't lose their customer base. And that's the biggest thing inflation is affecting right now.
Yeah, you know, that's what hurts so bad because, once again, they think the store owners are doing this. I would say, and I could be wrong, that when prices are stable, and then a company actually has an opportunity to make a little bit more money. When the prices go up, because I know people in the business, food business and industries, they hate raising their prices. They're willing to hold them so long, and they're willing to take a little bit of heat. And in other words, lose profit, not make as much profit to keep the sales going. Sooner or later, they have no choice but to up the price.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, that's their biggest concern. If we up the price, so we're going to lose our customer base. And, you know, that's something, being a small business owner, you value your customer base because sometimes it's your regular people that come in there and shop or it's new people. But it's all about creating an environment where it is a local independent owner versus, you know, going to a big box retail store. And that's something, like you just said, you know, they face and they sometimes they take a cut in their profits because they just don't want to do that to their customers. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do, but it does show you the impact of being a small business owner and actually that they do value their customers.
What else do they tell you? Because labor's a problem. We got such a massive out-migration still going on, and people are looking for good jobs, and that's a problem. If these young kids are coming out of school and wanting to leave or getting better wages somewhere else, and they got a labor problem.
Yeah, the labor problem, and that's it. And they have said, you know, small business owners have raised their compensation, but, you know, especially being in Louisiana right now, you're thinking about just the cost of everything, the cost of insurance premiums, health insurance, you know, everything that all the issues that these business owners are facing that goes into, like, what you're able to offer your employer, you know, compensation-wise. And small business owners, there has been a report that they have increased their compensation packages for their employers, for the employees, because they want to keep good qualified workers, and they also want to offer jobs for good qualified workers. But there's just a labor quality shortage, and I think that's a lot of an issue of, you know, we need to develop a better qualified workforce here in Louisiana, and then even pretty much all over the country, but definitely here in Louisiana.
Yeah, you know, when I saw it, Leah Long, my special guest, National Federation of Independent, Independent Businesses here in Louisiana. Yeah, I had a buddy of mine, Rusty Cluche, who's been a banker for over 50 years, and we were talking about the revised employment numbers, and they revised it down 1.1 or 1.2 million jobs. And so that just, like, vanished overnight. And so there's a real concern out there because everybody's fighting. They got people fighting to get those jobs, but everybody's fighting to get good people into their business so they can do well. And I what is the struggle like that for Louisiana? Because we still, nobody, they can get mad at me for saying it, but we have an out-migration problem. We are losing some really, really good young workers. And so how's that weigh into all this?
Well, it's true. You know, I think, obviously, I'm from Arkansas, so I didn't go to school in Louisiana, but I do know that it's kind of a known thing. Like, you graduate college from Louisiana, you get out of high school in Louisiana, and you kind of either move to Texas or you move off, and that's what I've heard from everybody. And so I think it's one of those things that just the cost of doing business in Louisiana is difficult. And so for these business owners to be able to get a qualified employee right out of school, or they want to come work, I mean, you got to offer them a great package. And, you know, with all the cost drivers, inflation, insurance costs in Louisiana, you know, health insurance premiums, you know, it's hard to do that. So, you know, policy-wise, making sure that Louisiana is a business-friendly state, which I know there's a lot of talk about tax reform this next fiscal session,
yep.
But being able to make it more business-friendly where these businesses can own and operate and, you know, less control, you know, able to profit their business and be able to find qualified employees to be able to keep them because they're there. We do have a great, you know, qualified thing, but to be able to give them the compensation package, the quality of life they want here in Louisiana, we've just got to make it more business friendly here so they don't go to Texas or they don't go anywhere else.
You know, I know it's a problem, and you're probably not hearing from everybody, but you're probably hearing from most of the companies. You know, we don't do something with insurance reform as well. Tax reform has got to happen. Insurance reform has got to happen because you go talk to the loggers or anybody that's got trucks in their businesses and insuring them has been so expensive to stay in business.
It's hard. You know, obviously health insurance, something big to talk to, but you're right. The truckers, anyone, you know, with a fleet, I know right now the legislature, they're kind of having interim committee hearings to talk about cost drivers and what's driving up the cost of insurance premiums. And, you know, everyone says we are an outlier, and I do believe we are, but there's got to be, you know, due to the litigation climate here in Louisiana, which I know we get passed a lot of tort reform, a lot of insurance things, but hopefully, you know, those are going to be implemented and that's going to drive more competition in the state and some of these rates are going to go down. You know, everyone said there was no silver bullet this last legislative session, and I don't think there's ever going to be a good silver bullet that's going to make our rates go drastically down, but there's got to be something where we can at least make the state more popular and have more insurance providers come in and write here. So, you know, our business owners and just personally, we can all catch a break on insurance. I know me personally, just what I pay in insurance has drastically went up.
By the way, you from Arkansas, correct?
I am, yeah.
Did you live in Arkansas before you moved to Louisiana?
I lived in Arkansas, then I moved to Oklahoma, and then I moved to Louisiana.
Okay, so, and the difference in automobile insurance is what for you?
It's drastically more expensive in Louisiana than it was for me in Arkansas and Oklahoma. So I did, when I moved here, when I registered my car and got, you know, auto insurance here, it did drastically go up.
Yeah, I have. I was talking to my sister-in-law last night. She's got two kids. One's in Birmingham, Alabama. One's in somewhere in Arizona, Phoenix, wherever. And she was telling me last night, in car insurance, she moved maybe a year ago, maybe a year and a half. It's $160 a month difference for being in Birmingham, Alabama, than Louisiana. $160 a month for somebody that's 25 years old. 26 years old. I want you to think about what I just told you. That is a big amount of money, and that's one person.
Mm-hmm.
And so the difference is, but that all talks about the quality of living, and it also talks about the quality of the employees that we need to keep here. You're making it too expensive. Mm-hmm. So the legislature is talking about all that stuff, and I'm all for them. We got all these Republicans, but they better start delivering. Talking about it is really not going to help.
I agree. I think with the new administration, all the new legislators, and, you know, they all seem excited to want to do it and make the state better. And so now it's time to see what they're going to do.
Oh, no doubt about it. I think the talking's over now. They have no choice. Last question for you. How important is the optimism to be good in a state where you need optimism to succeed? How important is that for your business people?
I mean, you've got to have optimism as a small business owner. I tell people all the time that it's hard being a small business owner. You have different roles. I mean, it could be a good day, bad day, but at the end of the day, it's your name behind the business and the one that's having to pay these employees and, you know, make sure that they can support their families. And so you want a good optimism. You want it to be business friendly. You want them to be happy about it and have a good attitude, and they're going to continue to grow their business. Because when they're doing good in business, they're also giving back to their communities. It's helping the economy flourish. So, you know, when it's bad, then everyone suffers. You know, the employees, the economy, the community, that kind of thing.
Yep. All right, Leah, we'll do it again soon. Just kind of wanted to know the uptick of the business community in the great state of Louisiana, and we thank you for being part of the program.
Thank you.
All right, Leah. All right, God bless. All right, take a break. More to come. Munger Fawn Show. Don't go anywhere. James Carville, the nut of all nuts. Confident Harris will win the debate tonight. Trump's walking in a giant trap. You think? He's going to ABC. When is Harris going to go do a Fox debate? We'll be right back. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh, every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company. Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home and Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home and Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home and Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
Security Metal Roofing has been Senlaw's name to trust for metal buildings and metal roofing for 30 years. Nobody offers the rock-bottom price, service, and quality materials they've become famous for. Security Metal Roofing is committed to selling the highest quality product at the lowest price possible. Great prices doesn't mean they skimp with inferior products either. All of their cool chemistry-colored sheeting comes with a written 40-year warranty and the knowledge of the pros at Security Metal Roofing. They're ready to help you every step of the way, regardless of whether it's sheeting, red iron, roll-up doors, or insulation. Your dollars will get you more at Security Metal Roofing. Apples to apples, they will not be undersold. Security Metal Roofing guarantees it. Call 445-0223 for your quote today. Or visit them on Masonic Drive in Alexandria. or online anytime at securitymetalroofing.com.
Is the 13th annual La Tour de Bayou at the Kent House Saturday, September 21st. A full day of fun starting at 7 a.m. with six bike events, from a 2-mile family fun ride walk to an ambitious 101-mile ride. Go to latourdebayou.com for all the details and to register. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Office of State Parks, the Greater Alexandria Economic Development Authority, GATA, and Sinlaw Broadcasting. Proceeds benefit the Kent Plantation House.
Have a Class A or B CDL? Want to drive a local route every day? If you said yes, then you're who we're looking for. Waste Connections of Alexandria, Natchitoches, and Lafayette is hiring drivers with CDL license. You'll get competitive wages, paid vacations, a company stock program, a 401k with company match, medical, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance, and a local route with you at home with your family every night. Apply now at wasteconnections.com/employment. That's wasteconnections.com.
970 AM, 104.9 FM. KSYM.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Remember, folks, prepare for the storm no matter where you are in the state of Louisiana. It doesn't hurt to be ready. If you keep watching the news, every 5 seconds on you, nothing's changing. I can promise you, you can go home tonight and put it on, go to bed, and that's all you need to do. Because You've been worried and panicking over it. Does nothing for nobody. I keep telling myself that, and that's what I'm going to do. I just, you know, people that have been through hurricanes and tough times, they can tell you. There's really not nothing you can do. Man has never controlled the weather. Man will never control the weather. Man has nothing to do with the weather. Nothing. And so we got to get away from that. All right, James Carver, you know, I ain't going to call him the Raging Cajun because, man, that's embarrassing, real Raging Cajuns. He says Carver's confident Harris will win the debate. Trump's walking into a giant trap. I think Trump has made a big mistake accepting this debate. He's the only one that said anything like that. Carver predicts Harris will win the debate. She's well prepared. So how does she defend us? I'm just kind of curious. I got to watch it just to see how she's going to defend herself. James Carville's an idiot. Let's see if James Carville gets one right. Okay? He said, Biden's done so horrible in June. How can she do any worse? Wasn't Trump did great, Biden didn't do good at all. Man, I'm going to tell y'all what. I just think Biden in his state is a lot brighter than Harris. Said, I could be eating my words Wednesday, but I think she's going to do quite well, and I think he made a big mistake accepting the debate. Let me ask y'all a question. If what James Carver, who I think is an absolute nut, a nut job, y'all laugh and play with him. I just can't stand watching people like that. That's the case. Why ain't Carver asking Harris to debate Trump a second and third time like they normally do in presidential debates? Why don't Harris go on Fox News? If what James Carville's saying is right, why don't they do a debate on Fox News, which you have a lot more conservative Republicans watch Fox News? Why don't they go on Fox News and embarrass the hell out of it? That's what I tell people to come on this program. They talk about it and they won't come on here and talk. Bill Cassidy won't come. Psycho Bill, Jay Darden, and what's his name? Bellboy wouldn't come. They're smarter than me. They know more about government. They should have came on here and embarrassed the hell out of me is what they should have done. So why don't Harris debate Trump on Fox News and embarrass him in front of the Republicans? You know? She should let him talk over her. Hey, James, you saw the ruse? There's going to be a mic that's not on. See, James don't even know what he's talking about. There's no mic on while the other one's talking. She should let him talk over her. Why? Because you know why he's saying that? Because it makes it look bad when a man talks over a woman. Trump already dealt with Hillary. He knows how to deal with her. There's no talking over, James. You don't even know what the rules of the debate is. You don't know what they are. She wants Trump to talk about previous elections. If I'm Trump, all I ever said about last election, I think I was cheated. And I move on. I don't think he's going to get into that. I hope he don't. You know? She should welcome the personal attacks as a badge of honor. What about what she's going to say about him? Yeah, and look, Carver says she ought to focus on a new way forward. Folks, listen to me. This is what blows my mind about the left, and Carver's such a nut. There is no new way. Do you realize there is no new way? If America's going to be free and America's going to be the republic that it's supposed to be, okay? There is no new way. There's no new way of governing. We had the right way. It wasn't perfect, but it was the right way. The country that governs less is the way to go. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Farrelly Carver and them think that government ought to control every bit of your life. That's James Carver, a guy from the South. It's incredible to watch people like this run their mouths. And y'all, a lot of people out there laughing and think he's such a great guy. He's not. The only guy that ESPN ever had to apologize for putting on. Ain't that incredible? Unbelievable. By the way, somebody says, do you think there'll be a debate tonight? What's the odds on it not being one? We'll be right back.
My husband and I were invited to a 50th wedding anniversary. I noticed this little lady, and she was basically sitting alone. Her daughter turned to me just as I came over to introduce myself, and she said, "My mother has Alzheimer's." She had not said her daughter's name in 2 years. She didn't recognize her. I said, "Listen, we might be able to help her." And about 3 weeks later, they show up. We gave her 5 days of treatment. This lady, each day, got a little better and a little better. She started flirting with the guys. She was so cute. My friend said, "You're smiling a lot." And she said, "They make those here." The next day, says out loud, "Martha, would you get me a cup of coffee, please?" Her daughter, Martha, breaks down crying because her mother hadn't said her name in 2 years.
Learn more about treatment for Alzheimer's at SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com. Springfield Wellness Center.
From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardware is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardware stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwood when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. Their corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
This is the Bloomberg Money Minute. Volkswagen could be setting up a showdown with unions in Germany. The company has decided to end job protections for auto workers in the country as part of a cost-cutting push. The manufacturer on Tuesday canceling several agreements linked to a three-decades-old pact that was supposed to safeguard jobs until 2029. Guarantees will run out by the middle of next year. Apple and Google both losing landmark court fights with the European Union. Apple lost its fight over a nearly $15 billion Irish tax bill, and Google lost its challenge over a $2.6 billion fine for abusing its dominance in the market. It was a big win for the EU's crackdown on big tech. Amazon's Audible unit is inviting some professional book narrators to take part in a test next week. The talking book business is looking to train artificial intelligence to mimic narrators' voices. Audible would get more exclusive content, and the narrators would be paid royalties each time their voices were used. Kimberly Adams, Bloomberg Radio.
If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's our business.
Vaughn Automotive celebrates its 25th anniversary all month long with our biggest sale of the year. For the last 25 years, Vaughn Automotive has helped tens and tens of thousands of customers select, purchase, and service their vehicles. From Bucky to Bastrop, Natchitoches to Oakdale, LeCount to Alexandria, and now in Zachary. 10 brands, 8 locations, one great price. Now that's a Vaughn value.
What's it going to take for you to realize the IRS is in full-blown attack mode, and if you have IRS issues, your timely response is critical. Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. We certainly know the IRS has ramped up efforts because we're seeing a lot more clients with threats from the IRS to seize property and levy bank accounts. If you have IRS issues, call the Bryson Law Firm today. Don't wait. Those IRS notices you're getting have hard deadlines for exercising your appeal rights. If you miss the deadlines, your rights to a legal appeal are gone. Let the Bryson Law Firm get between you and the IRS today, and we'll help you manage your case for the best outcome for you. IRS problems are serious legal matters, so call the Bryson Law Firm. Our headquarters are in Lafayette, and we have offices across the state. Don't wait. Call 855-LA-TAX-HELP and schedule your free consultation with your local tax resolution law firm or visit BrysonLawFirm.com. LSBA filing number LA2416844.
When you think of real estate, one name is at the top of the list. Ritchie Real Estate. Matt and his team are experts when buying and selling homes, businesses, land, leases, or even industrial buildings. And at Ritchie Real Estate, they can even handle all of your property management needs. They make the entire process easy and as stress-free as possible. They are your full-service choice for anything in real estate. Trust the professionals and find them online at RitchieRealEstate.com.
970 AM, 104.9 FM, KSYL.
Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Opino. I have known him for years. Oh, welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you as everybody prepares in Louisiana for a hurricane. And we see them all the time. Been seeing them since the history of Louisiana. It's never changing, no matter how many electric cars you buy, how many windmills you put out there, how many solar farms out there. This is never changing ever, 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 ever. If you're stupid enough to believe that we're going to change the weather, I can't help you. Anyway, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Somebody wrote, Moon works in Northeast Louisiana right now. I'm losing customers for two reasons, dying of old age and moving because of the politics, high taxes and everything else. Jobs are elsewhere. We advise, by the way, what I'm getting ready to read, I've heard this from so many people in Louisiana. And this tells you everything you need to know about the good old boy network, about the system we have here. And if we don't fix it, it's going to keep getting worse. Quote. Okay. Okay, it is. We advised our kids to move when they got out of school. I hear this so much. We advised our kids to move when they got out of school. One went to Arkansas, another one in Texas. I tell you these stories all the time about people that come up to me and say, got three kids, none of them are here. And it's frustrating. You can see in the parents' eyes, it's frustrating. Everybody wants their kids to be in the town they live in, at least the state and a few hours away. Grandkids come along, you get it. That's what everybody wants for their kids. When you have a state that's telling people, telling their own kids, and they're not doing it publicly, people are nice enough to share this with me. And you can always share your story with me. I don't have to give out the name. emailing me moon@moongriffon.com. Who was I talking to today? Oh, I won't say who it is. I can't. But today, this was down the hall in this building. One of their kids is in at a university here, and one of them has already moved out in a heart of Texas. So I asked her, I said, and the young lady told me, said, we became empty nesters. And she's not originally from here. They lived in Oklahoma and Texas, but they live here now. And they said, well, we figured the kids would never stay here. She didn't encourage them to leave. But she said, the one that's in one of the universities here, and what she wants to do is just the daughter. She wants to do something big. She wants to travel. She wants to leave and go do other things, not here. So they're going to lose the second one. She told me 100% that one's gone. And so, and of course, there's no 100%. I get it. But it's because we don't change anything. And people get mad at me. They get mad at me because I challenge the system and I challenge the powers that be, Republican and Democrat. I've been doing this for 31 years. I'm still challenging them, and they still won't do what's right. I'm trying to have a little hope with the governor and the new legislature. I am. I'm holding on to some hope that they're going to finally do some things to change this. But I'm going to say it again. If it's baby steps and steps in the right direction, it won't happen. But what does it say about a state when the parents who live here, I'm asking you, what does it say about a state when the parents who live here are telling their kids to leave? Somebody wrote, I'd move in a second if I can get my bride to move. I'd go elsewhere, making the same amount of money and get a raise because of taxes. But see, they don't tell you that. They always say, oh, we got low taxes. Well, add in all the taxes and then start adding in insurance. And add in if you have to send your kids to private schools. And it all starts adding up. That's not a wholesome and a good place to be in where the citizens of your own state are telling their family members, get out of here. Y'all think that's wholesome? Do y'all think that's healthy for a state that got their own citizens to tell them to move out of here? I mean, I love the state. I love for them to stay. But I understand it because if I'm approached by one of my kids, I'm not going to tell them this is all we got is Louisiana. When you drive out, you fall off the cliff. I don't live in a flat earth society. I know what's out there. And I've told y'all many times from my travels in the last year or so, because we took a few trips, one in South Carolina, one in Texas, one in Nashville, Tennessee. Charleston, South Carolina. We right outside of Dallas. I mean, we went to Dallas. We went right outside. I told y'all what I'm seeing, and I just can't believe what I'm seeing compared to what we got here. It's like unbelievable. All the young people. Now, young people is all relevant. I'm 63, so if you're 50 and 45, you're young to me. But it didn't matter. From 25 to 45, 55, just so many young people. Booming, man, rolling. And I'll give you an example. South Carolina is probably a good example. It's a state pretty comparable to ours, except one thing. In 2000, we had 350, 380,000 more people than them. And in 2020, they had 600,000 to 700,000 more than us now. Now, that tells you what direction you're going. You realize Atlanta and New Orleans was about the same size city many, many moons ago. And that Atlanta now is, what, 8 million people? Just in Atlanta? And what is New Orleans now? What is New Orleans now? 600,000, 700,000, 800,000 people? But Atlanta and New Orleans was the same size at one time. And Louisiana just 20-some years ago was 20 years ago. Was bigger than South Carolina. Yet South Carolina's grown, and what have we done? And yet the old system of get that federal grant, federal money, state money, raise taxes. That's all we do. and just being negative. That's it. That's it. If it wouldn't be me being so negative, ask Bananas Foster. And by the way, Bananas, everything we've offered is to fix it all. Y'all have poo-pooed. And you yourself, sir, help run all the gas companies out of town, out of Louisiana. But your stupidity process tax. Nobody's going to leave. Really? Well, guess what? A lot of them have left. Look, when people send this to me, I'm never going to put your name out there. I understand. I get it. I mean, I do get it. I do understand why people leave. I mean, I get it. And I get what we're doing here compared to other states, and it's not the same. And it's a shame. We're better than this. But when your own people, look, I'm no different than you. It's hard for me not to tell if one of my kids come and say, what you think? I'm going to tell them what I think. I got to be honest with you. Why would you lie to your kids? These people that are telling their kids to leave, okay? They're just being honest with their kids. They're trying to, everybody wants, most people want the best for their kids. They want them to do the best they can, go out and be the best they can be. Why would you lie to them? If you lie to them, then you're not going to let them be the best they can be, because then you've basically got rid of an option for them that might be a good option. I hate that, man. I'm just tired. I'm fortunate, right? I got all four kids and all of them are here. All of them in Louisiana. Every single one of them. And I'm glad. I can see them when I want to see them. But, man, it's not like that for a lot of people. Just not, you know. Somebody wrote, Moon, I moved here from other state because of Lumen CenturyLink. They have most all told me Monroe and Louisiana is just not the place. Said, guess what? Most have left and went back home. Yeah, I know. It was a company that looked at everything. Bel Air was during his election, said he saved CenturyLink. He saved Lumen. He did campaign stuff. They gave money to CenturyLink. That was another company we lost under Bel Edwards, his watch. He did fundraise, sticking up there. Look, I've saved this. And we created new jobs and saved jobs. He didn't save anything. He run everything out of here. Bel Edwards ran everything out of here. Everything out of here. With his anti-business, anti-family approach. But he tried to save cutting penises off of 10-year-olds. That's one thing Bel Edwards tried. He tried. He tried to do it. He vetoed a bill. He tried to do it. Couldn't get it. Unbelievable. Anyway, look, I got to take a break. One more segment to go in the hour. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Gently Rolling Hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around. Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you can win a brand new new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. It's your last chance to get tickets the final week. You can also win $2,500 in cash from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Purchase your ticket and help the women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and help the babies. Pick you and nick you. And this week, you can win $2,500 from Blue Cross Blue Shield's last chance drawing.
Hey, folks.
It's time to start betting on yourself. Louisiana 988 can help if you're dealing with tough emotions caused by gambling habits. You can share as much or as little as you want, and it's completely confidential. It's free, available 24/7, and most people who reach out report feeling better right in the moment. Call or text 988 anytime.
On with three new groovy games from the lottery. Put on your boogie shoes and dance to the beat with Wild Nines. Top prize is $9,000. The groove doesn't stop there. Add in some smooth moves while adding up your cash. Play Add It Up where you could win a cool $15,000. This game is out of sight. Slip on your grooviest threads and hustle on down to your favorite lottery retailer to pick up Crossword Cash. Top prize is a whopping $30,000. Boogie on down and visit any lottery retailer and pick up Wild Nines, Add It Up, and Crossword Cash today. The Louisiana Lottery, giving you a reason to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Opening night to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Don't miss a second of the NFL this season. Hi, this is Kurt Warner of Westwood One. Join our crew each week for the best in primetime NFL action. Monday night, Sunday night, and Thursday night football, plus marquee games on Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, and more. Westwood One is the exclusive radio home for every primetime and postseason game. It's right here.
On Sinla's home for the NFL, 94.7 ESPN.
970 AM, 104.9 FM. KSYN.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Last segment of hour number two, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program. Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, Wicked Witch of the West. This is what I love about these people. They're supposed to be, a Democrat's supposed to be nice and sweet, and it's Republicans who are mean and evil. They say all the bad things, right? So Pelosi's doing an interview, okay? Pelosi suggests 30% of Republicans are racist, sexist, and homophobic. And what'd she come up with 30%? I thought we all were. But Nancy Pelosi's nice. She would never lie on TV, her. You know, remember the one that said, you want to know what's in a health care bill? You got to pass it. The one when COVID was going around, everybody was locked up. She was loaded up with ice cream in her house and going into beauty parlors or whatever you want to call them and fixing her hair where you and me could, somebody else couldn't do that. 30% racist, sexist, and homophobic. They'd never vote Democrat. No, Nancy, it's nothing to do with racist, sexist, and homophobic. I'm not voting for Democrats. I don't like voting for evil. I don't like voting for people that do what y'all do. Your policies are anti-American, anti-Christ. That's who Democrat policies are now. I'm one of those. I'm never voting for a Democrat. I get mad at Republicans and I voice it. I'm not voting for a Democrat. It's nothing to do with that, Nancy. I'm not voting for policies that are destroying the wealth in the communities in this country. I'm not voting for a party that's absolutely trying to destroy the black party, the black people. I'm not voting for the party who invented abortion to get rid of blacks. Not doing it. I'm not voting for a party that takes the blacks and put them in the inner cities. You just leave them alone, and you live a life of Raleigh, and they live in hell. Not vote for that party. I'm not voting for the party that says, open the border. Come on in. And I'm watching 10 and 11-year-olds get raped and people getting killed, Nancy. That's why I'm not voting for the Democrat Party. I'm not voting for the party who's leading the charge on $36 trillion worth of debt with some Republican help, mind you. I'm not voting for the party that gave us Obamacare, that's watching my premium skyrocket where I don't even know how I'm going to afford it anymore. I'm not voting for the party that promised prosperity and can't deliver anything. No, Nancy, I'm not voting for a party that has nothing to do with racist, sexist, and homophobic. They just have a different operation toward women, people of color, LGBTQ. It's not true. Somebody wants to be LGBTQ, AAZZ, BBB. I don't care. I do care if you do operations on little kids. People of color, I have no problem against anybody. Never have, never will. Most of us don't. This is made up. And far as toward women, I'm married to one. Love my wife. This is all made up. This is the same agenda they run on every time they run. Once again, they got to get you to hate somebody more than love the country. You tell me Nancy Pelosi loves the country. What did she do to stop the illegal? I mean, it is alien. It is absolutely destroying our country. Running up all his debt. Impeaching a president for no reason. Twice. I mean, I can't. Hey, Antichrist, the anti-American, the anti-freedom movement. Nancy Pelosi's party. Why would you vote for that? But they get to sit there and say 30% of Republican voters would never vote for Democrat because of racism, sexism, and homophobia. Let me ask you something, Nancy. Why won't you vote for Republicans? I'm just kind of curious. It's amazing to watch this. She says, and they have very, very, very rich people who do not really want to pay taxes, have any regulations of clean air, clean water, any of that. Who are these people she's talking about? Because you're rich, you don't want clean air and clean water? Who says things? The crazies do. I'm not voting for crazy. You know what she acts like? You realize Nancy Pelosi is filthy rich. Nancy Pelosi has played the market knowing exactly what was going to happen. She played it so she could be filthy rich. And then she's fussing about the rich. Well, she is filthy rich. And she made filthy rich over knowing what the markets would do. Wouldn't you like to just open up her heart and see everything she thought and said and did? Of course, I don't have that way of doing that. They can sit there and say anything they want about people. They can call us racist, sexist, and homophobic, but we can't say anything about them. Every time I see something like this, I cringe that people buy into the craziness of a Nancy Pelosi. This woman's sick. She's a sick, sick person. I don't know. We're not the party that wants everybody to vote with no ID. That's the Democrat Party. Arizona proof of citizenship law heads back to courts amid fears of non-citizens vote. We don't want non-citizens to vote. What is homophobic? What is racist about not wanting a citizen to vote and they want citizens to vote? I told you, if you don't agree with the left, the satanic club, if you don't agree with the left, guess what? They demonize you. If you don't believe that this hurricane, it ain't a hurricane, yes, tropical storm. If you don't believe that man-made global warming is proof, we're the bad guys. You got to believe everything they believe, everything they believe. And if you don't believe everything they believe, guess what? You're the bad person. You're the person. You're homophobic. You're racist. 30% of the voters. 30% of Republicans are racist. Saying, why don't she point them out? Why don't she start calling people out that are like this? I'm not a Republican, but I'm a conservative. They get to say anything they want. They get to label us any way they want to. By the way, debate strategy for Democrats, they tell Kamala Harris to throw a record under the bus. In other words, deny everything you did or say, yeah, I did it, but I don't believe that anymore. Why can't they be honest? Because, see, they can't run. We're letting illegals here. They deserve your houses. They deserve your food stamps. They deserve everything you get. That's their. Why can't they run on that? Why can't they run on that? The only thing they'll run on, they're sure about, is that slaughtering and murdering and killing a baby in a womb. They'll run on that every time. That's their only issue they can run on, that I would say they run on. Then they run on stuff like racism. You know, and they got to grab this pie-in-the-sky stuff. Why don't they run as rude as they really are? Why don't they say, we're a progressive party, we want to be like China. We want to do everything we can to be like China. We don't like Jesus Christ. We want him off the map. Why don't they say that? Because that's what they're doing. I mean, why don't they say what they're really for instead of always demonizing us? Somebody made a good point. If you're a Christian, you believe in Christ, you believe in the Bible, you can never vote for a Democrat. Man, they think that's ugly. They think that's crazy. But this is what they're doing. They demonize us. They always demonize us. Always, 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 and get away with it. And the big reason they get away, if the media was calling balls and strikes and doing their job with the Constitution, Democrats would be wiped off the map in a second. This party is horrible. The party of filth, the party of hate. This is who they are now. Just letting you know. All right. This is it for us for the hour number two, hour number three, moongriffon.com. Listen live. We'll take a break. Be right back.
This is Isabella Hardy, the 86th International Rice Festival Queen, here to remind you that September is National Rice Month. I am honored to be part of the festivities celebrating our rice industry here in Louisiana, because some of the world's best rice is grown right here in our local communities. When you start with rice, you will always have a tasty, nutritious dish that everyone will love. For easy recipes, go to startwithrice.com.
Celebrate National Rice Month with Isabella and the proud farmers of Certified Louisiana Rice.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Will tonight's debate be...